Hey, what's up, guys? It's Bebecita from Bebecita in Red. I don't have Red with me today, but I decided to get on here. I know that we were supposed to have a schedule when we were uploading, but hey, life hits you real hard. And especially in my case, it hits me to an extreme. It threw me off. But I'm here back online trying to let it all out and talk. And you know, at these times, I feel like we just all need to express how we feel, whether we agree with it or not. Hey, if you need anything, I'm here for you. And send me a message, a DM. You can find me on Instagram, Bebecita Uwa. What else? I don't have a Twitter. I don't think I have a Twitter. I'm not a real big fan of Twitter. There's a lot of things going on there. Yeah, so if you ever need a friend to talk about, or if you guys have any topics, let me know. Let me know. I would like to hear some ideas or what you guys want to talk about, what you think is important to you. I'm ready and I'm down to take it all in and talk about it. And if you ever want to jump on and send me a recording of whatever you feel that you want everybody to hear, send it through. But I'm here today, even though going through a rough patch, just to spread positivity. I want everybody to know you're special, you are beautiful, you are intelligent, you are handsome if you're not beautiful, if you don't think you're beautiful, you're amazing, and anything in this world is achievable. It's just about how much you put into it. So do you. Don't let people judge you. Don't care about what they say about you. As long as you're happy with what you're doing, live your life. In the words of the great RuPaul, if you ain't gonna love yourself, who the hell's gonna love you? Okay? I don't even know if I said that right. But you get the message across. I love him. So let's get into it. I believe there's a lot of things that we as human beings need to figure out. Because I feel like everybody's giving mixed message. I know due to coronavirus, we can't be going out and going on dates. But hey, we're in the virtual world here on the internet, you know. So I'm going to tell you a few of my stories. Maybe to cheer up any kind of situation you're in, or for you to relate. You know, there's a lot of relatable things that I'm going to talk about. So I decided to do some kind of love searching. I don't even want to call it that. I want to be real blunt. I wanted to see what is out there and what does everybody got to offer, including myself. So we back on Tinder. I was on Tinder who knows how long ago, point blank period. I got into it, dust off the cobwebs, looked online, searched near and far, changed the location from here to LA. And girl, I don't know. It's like, is everybody okay? Because I met this dude. I won't even say his name, you know. I'm just going to call him him. So I met this guy and he was really nice. Like, I enjoy a really good conversation. I'm not gonna be here telling you lies. I'm really blunt. I will tell you how it is and how I feel. If you dig it, you dig it, and if you don't, you don't. There's the door, close it, you know. So I started chatting. I liked it. I was like, hey, I like the vibe. And then he was like, we should definitely FaceTime. I was like, oh, God, I forgot that these are real people. So I FaceTime him. You know, we even started talking for a very long time. He started saying all of these nice things. And I was like, thank you. You know, I really can't. I told him straight up, I can't reciprocate him right now because I don't even know you. I barely know you for like 5 seconds and you're already out here telling me everything that I'm going to be to you. So I meet him in person. He's cute or whatever. It's not bad, you know. I kind of went out of my comfort zone because I'm like, oh, there's a few things I don't like. But hey, you know, I'm going to give everybody a chance because I feel like the people I've been choosing, I don't think so. Like, they're not worth my time. So I was like, you know, let's try something different. Sure. So I met this person, still cool, still vibing, still fun. So we ended up hooking up. I know we shouldn't be doing all this stuff. I know it. I'm so irresponsible and I regret it. I do regret it. Like after that moment, I was like, I'm closing it off. Like I totally even forgot what was going on with this pandemic. But then he started messaging me every day. Like every day he would message me, good morning, my queen. Good morning, my queen. And for me, it's like a thing. Like, I don't know. When people show emotions too quickly, it's just me. That's how I think. That don't mean it's correct or not. But I feel like when people show their emotions too quickly and you're already telling me that I'm this and I'm that and you're planning things with me in the future and I don't even know your middle name or if you have a middle name. So for me, it's like the quick that you show me your feelings, the quickly you're going to get over them. Was I right? Ding dong. I was correct. So I was like going through some things because my mom, since she has diabetes, she felt ill. And I was like, dang, man, like, this is really hard for me. I don't feel like I want my mom to be in the hospital right now, especially with the pandemic. And her diabetes is like, it's getting the best of her. And I hope that she recovers. Mama, if you hear this, I love you. And I'm so sorry that I'm talking about all these crazy things I've been doing. But I hope that you recover quickly. Shout out to my mama, Mama Bear. We call each other Po. So Mama Po. No, I did not say Ho. I said Po, like Kung Fu Panda Po. Just in case you get it twisted. I hope you don't. Okay. So back to it. So then I get a message. And he's all like, oh, no, I send a message. My bad. I was like, oh, you know what? He's been a darling. I think he deserves to get a message from me. I was like, I appreciate everything you did for me. You know, you gave me my space when I needed it. And I just want to say thanks. And he replies, yeah, I know you've been going through some tough time and I need to talk to you. So I'm like, my God. Oh my God. So what's happening? I'm like, there's no other news that can be bad than the things I've been going through. So I'm like, what's good? You know, what's happening? Tell me about it. Talk to me. So then he hits me with, and I don't know if this is true or not. If it is, cool, I don't care. If it's not, I don't know why you gotta lie. But whatever. So he messaged me. He tells me this long ass story that he went out with his friends to a party. I know, it's crazy. Coronavirus and he's at a party. But whatever. So he tells me I was at this party and my friend was there. She confessed all her feelings to me. And he went on and on and on. He's like, I think I'm going to give it a shot. But I still want to be friends. I was like, ah! Pump the brakes. We are not going to be friends. But I didn't say that first. I was like, you know what? I'm happy for you. Because I am happy. You know, like, I was very taken aback. Yeah. But I was very happy for him. I'm like, hey, do you, you know? Do you, boo-boo. Those are the exact words I said. I was like, I'm happy for you. Do you, boo-boo. Whatever makes you happy. You know? And he's like, I just hope that you're not mad and that we can be friends. I said, no, I'm not mad, you know? You know, that's life. You gotta find out what's the best for you and that we're gonna be friends. No, I'm sorry, to be honest, I can't do that. And he's like, why not? And I'm like, because then everything I say, you're gonna take it to another level. You're always gonna think of everything as a double meaning, and I don't want that. So he's all like, oh, I understand. So then I just left it at that. And then I was like, you know what, I was in one of my moods, and I was like, I'm a light up this cilantro. Yeah, I'm gonna light up this cilantro. And I started watching TV. Then I saw that it was almost going to be 11-11 since he's corny. And he sends me messages on 11-11. Yeah. So then I was like, you better not be texting nobody at 11-11. If not, you're trash. And then I was like, but then to be honest, I'm not even going to know. So you probably already did it. And then I started laughing. I thought it was like a funny joke. Girl, he said, elaborate. I said, nah, it's okay. It's cool. You didn't get it. It's fine. Take care. And he's like, no, elaborate, because you call me trash. So you're saying that I'm trash. I say that to all my friends all the time. I was like, all right, don't get your little panties in a twist. It was a joke. So I just ended there. I took him off all my social medias because I thought that was corny. You know what I'm saying? I was like, nah, good thing I dodged a bullet. Good luck, girl. Like, he's a good kisser. Everything else, I don't know. I don't even want to throw shade. I'm not going to throw shade. But yeah, lesson learned. Just do you, girl. And I don't know. We'll talk more in the future because this is going to be too long and I'm going to finish it on 11-11.